This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Students Rising in Albania. On our schedule, it simply said community organizing talks at 6 p.m. in the evening. It had been a full day that began with taping a radio interview on a national station, a walk through the central square, and a look at some of its museums, and a meeting not too far away with the information officers of the American Embassy in their compound. Asking more about the audience that would gather in a combination community center and former cinema house that evening, the best I could gather was that students from the nearby public school, Social Sciences University, had been invited, as well as other activists. Students had been a through line in many of our group's inquiries. There had been an unusual and heavy dose of university student protest that began the school term in the fall over a range of issues from increased student fees to deplorable housing conditions, including one bathroom for more than 300 students in one location. The strike and protest had lasted several months, and even now, as a relative calm had settled in after the holidays, there was continued unhappiness. One of our team had been an advisor to the student protesters, and several had met with the leaders during our visit, and no happiness was reported. Some faculty were offering makeup classes over weekends to keep students from losing an entire semester. The administration at the Social Science University allowed the protest signs in the lobby to remain posted on an ongoing basis, since so many issues were unresolved. Rows of bench seats were left in position for continuing debates even as school was back in session. Perhaps unsurprisingly then, the room started filling up way before the opening bell with younger women predominantly, but a smattering of members of the public as well. Fortunately, the program was organized differently, and after a brief introduction, jumped right to a series of explications by the panel on what community organizing was and how it worked. The sound and lighting also necessitated those of us on the panel to stand up to be heard and seen, which also helped energize the proceedings. Looking for something to do before we began, I'd worked the crowd to get everyone to sign the attendance sheet, so when asked to begin the session, I walked out into the audience and identified all the people I'd recruited to that task as my organizing committee, coming from different parts of the neighborhood, or the crowd here, to take leadership roles and do the work to form the organization, which is the fundamental key to the success of the ACORN model. Jessica Moreno from Action NC followed me and did the same in a door-knocking exercise. Next, there was a mock action with other members of the panel playing the role of politicians, and so it went. The audience was engaged and spoke freely in the question and answer period, some with anger at mistreatment, others searching for hope and to work in order to stay in their country. It's hard to tell how these things go usually, but in this case, I could measure it precisely. I counted 55 people in the audience, excluding the five on the panel itself. Looking at the attendance list, there were 55 names filled out. My organizing committee made sure the form began with all the columns filled out, and sure enough, the organizing tool worked, with only three blanks left empty, inconsequently out of 330 possible squares on this attendance list. Damn fine work. And even better, when in my last comments, I asked everyone who thought they might actually want to become a community organizer to come meet me after the session. Six lined up and gave me their full information so that we could follow up, with one buying nuts and bolts so that she could get started now. 10% is a decent return on the ask, as we say in organizing. Three were teenagers, 17 and 18, in their final years in high school. Community organizing has a future in Albania. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.